My name is Watani Steiner, and I am a writing freedom fellow. I'm going to share an excerpt from my memoir titled To Stumble Is Not to Fall. This excerpt section takes place after my release from San Quentin, stepping foot as a free man in this country for the first time after 46 years. As we pulled away from San Quentin, I watched the prison recede in the side mirror, shrinking in size and in authority. My mind stayed alert, scanning for the fine print of freedom. What do I do first? What do I say? Who am I out here? Daudi drove like a man accustomed to forward motion. Rebecca kept glancing over at me, smiling, as if to reassure herself I hadn't evaporated between the gate and the freeway. Our first stop was Red and Laney's house, where they handed me the essentials of civilian life, a jacket, a backpack, and then, almost ceremoniously, a cell phone. I turned it over in my hands. What is this supposed to do? I asked. Rebecca laughed. Everything. Then came breakfast, a real restaurant. Tables, menus, choices. Order what you want, Dowdy smiled. I stared at it. Eggs were no longer just eggs. Potatoes had identities. Toast came with philosophies. After a long pause, I pointed. I'll have a cheese omelet. The server smiled. What kind of cheese? I froze. No one had asked me that question in decades. The length of my pause grew awkward as I tried to formulate a response. What kind you got? I said, finally. Daudi laughed so loud, he had to look away. Rebecca wiped tears from her eyes. The omelet arrived steaming, rich, unconfined by portion control. I took my first bite slowly, half expecting someone to snatch the plate away.